Hello, and welcome to another episode of These Little Moments podcast. I'm your host, your online health and wellness coach, Ryan Kasem. And in this episode, it's me and it's you and it's all the people. And we're discussing relevant years. Relevant years is a term I recently heard from a video my sister sent me from Jesse Eitzler. And we'll get into what it means and what it can mean for you and how you can take this term of relevant years and use it to take control of your present right now. So with that being said, I really hope you enjoy this episode and I'll see you in there. Hello and welcome to another episode of These Little Moments podcast. I'm your host, your online health and wellness coach, Ryan Kasem, and I am recording live from a rainy day in San Diego, but it is also the 1st of February on the day that I'm recording, and it is family tradition, at least in my family, and I have no idea if this exists anywhere else. So if you're listening to this podcast and you follow me on social media and this connects with you, send me a DM because I have no idea if this is a real thing or something my mom invented. But on the 1st of every month, it is tradition or it is encouraged in my family to say rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. And the purpose of doing so is that it brings you good luck for the month when you say it on the 1st of every month. So rabbit, 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 my friends. Happy 1st of the month on the day that I'm recording this. And yeah, I have a short episode for you, but a powerful episode. A powerful, powerful episode for you. You understand? A powerful episode that's going to change the course of your life. And if you saw the actual video of me recording this now, I have the biggest bags under my eyes. My eyes look like they're carrying potato sacks. And sometimes that's just the way the cookie crumbles. We can't all waking up looking like you, like a gosh damn supermodel. Anyways, regardless, let's get into this, shall we? Because it's, like I said, short and sweet, but there was, my sister had sent me a video about 2 weeks ago by a man named Jesse Eitzler. And Jesse's like an entrepreneur in the space, and that's pretty much all I know about him specifically. But this video that my sister sent me was him discussing relevant years. And it really struck a chord with me specifically. So let's talk about the concept of relevant years. So relevant years is essentially the years that matter the most to you, and also the years that you have the absolute freedom to do whatever you want, when you want, without any restriction in your life, right? So for some of the examples that he gave was, I think it was, you know, running a marathon or climbing Mount Everest or something like that, like some really intense hikes, and that he won't be able to do those things in, let's say, 15, 20 years, right? Or he won't be able to go on those long family trips anymore with his mom because his mom is older now and not able to do as much or go anywhere, right? And that really struck a chord with me because it's so true, right? Our relevant years are right now. Our relevant years are in the present right now. And I think it's something that we often overlook and we become either numb or have this like glazed over effect, but our relevant years are right in this moment. Our relevant years are what we plan on doing in 2024, right? Our relevant years are the goals and dreams we've always wanted to accomplish and not pushing them off until 2025 or 2026 or anything like that, because one, those years aren't guaranteed, but we can always start on the dreams that we want now, right? So I think this might strike a chord with a lot of you. If you've always wanted to lose weight, or always tried to lose weight, or you've always wanted to become healthier, you always wanted to get to the gym, or maybe you've always been afraid of going into the gym and getting a workout in, or maybe you've always been afraid of going to therapy or things that you know will truly change your life and you know will truly make you happy. Like we all know those things too, right? Right before we sink into old habits or habits that don't serve us, we have like these like epiphany thoughts, right? Epiphany thoughts where it's like, you know, I should sit and read that book that I know will help me wind down better and relax for bed. Or, you know what, I should reach out to that therapist my friend recommended because it really helped change their life and I really want to change mine. Or, you know, I really did want to start that podcast because I have such a passion for unicorns, right? Like, you could be a passionate unicorn podcaster, but you are pushing it off because for whatever reason, maybe you have this inherent belief that you don't deserve to be happy, or that you can't do it, or that it's too hard, or, you know, you'll do it later on, but later on keeps getting pushed back and pushed back and pushed back. And before you know it, it's been 10 years and you haven't done anything, right? And I'm saying this from experience too. Like, there's a lot of things that, you know, I've pushed in my life. And, you know, for example, like I pushed off living in California until I was 31. You know, that was a dream I wanted to do when I graduated college when I was 21, right? So it took me 10 years to follow up on a dream, right? And not to say there's no right or wrong decisions because of these things, but that's where the term relevant years comes in, right? Because we aren't guaranteed to go on those family trips with our families, right? Like if we wait later on, we aren't guaranteed that we'll have our health in 5 years, right? We're not guaranteed that we'll be able to, you know, have this time right now to lose this weight, right? I think that's one of the big things I hear too, like with either people who are parents or people who, you know, have stressful jobs or anything like that. It's like, it's, they're always waiting for the ideal time to start something, right? And that's really what it's about, is the ideal time to start something. There is never an ideal time to start anything. There is never an ideal time to start anything. For perfect example, I started this podcast when I lived in my mom's basement, right? There was plenty of time she would, you know, barge in and you know, say something to me as I'm mid-recording, or there are plenty of times where, you know, maybe it wasn't ideal to record in certain spaces, or there were plenty of times that even when I started my own business, for online coaching, which is now my full-time job, when I started my own business for online coaching, I was a full-time in-person trainer. I also worked two or three other part-time jobs at the time while still trying to start my business, because it was important to me to get my dream started. And if I never did that, because obviously that's not an ideal time to start a business. If someone wants to start a business, ideal time, be like, I have nothing else to do. This is my main focus, right? We're not guaranteed ideal times. We're not guaranteed ideal months or years, an ideal day. We're only guaranteed right now and what we need to do right now to get to relevancy, to get to something that we really want, that we're trying to strive for. So this is for you. This is your moment to say, I've always wanted to insert this. I've always wanted to lose weight. I'm going to start right now. I've always wanted to go to the gym. I'm going to sign up for a gym membership today, right? I've always wanted to work with a personal trainer or work with a coach. I'm going to reach out to Ryan because he's the freaking best. Hello. I am going to, you know, grocery shop today and get those healthy foods, or I'm not going to buy those typical foods that I overeat or binge on today, right? I am going to book that trip today. I am going to call my parent, or I'm going to call my sibling, or I'm going to call my friend, right? Do what you always wanted to do. Don't wait any longer. These are your relevant years, right? Like if we really think about it, like these are your relevant years. And we have all, and I'm, like I said, when I say all, mother effer, that's me at the front of the line. We've all put our time into something that we really don't give a shit about, right? Or we really don't, or maybe we're just procrastinating what we really want, right? Because maybe we're scared, or maybe we're feeling some sort of laziness, or maybe we perceive it to be too hard and that we'll never get to it. But you know what? We can. And you know what? Even if we don't, we try. And trying is really cool. Trying is really freaking cool. If there's anything that should be trending this year, it's trying. It's trying something you believe in, trying something you love, trying something you've always wanted to do before. Try. You can never lose if you try, right? You can never lose if you try. I think that's the most important thing. So claim your relevant years. Claim them. They are yours. Do not waste any more of your life on another fad diet. Do not waste any more of your life trying to lose weight. Do not waste any more of your life, you know, trying to get to that gym or do anything like that. Do it now. Claim it now. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? And remember, this doesn't have to be perfect, because I understand we don't have perfect circumstances, right? Even if it's 10 minutes of something, right? You don't, if you have a kid and you only have 10 minutes to go to the gym that day, go to the gym for 10 minutes, right? Or maybe it's going for that walk. Or maybe, like we said, it's just buying those groceries that are going to nourish your body rather than the ones you know you're going to eat later on at night that cause you to trigger and feel frustrated over and feel like you failed and all these other things that you felt before. You felt them. I'm telling you, you can claim it right now. You could do it right now. I don't want you to wait anymore. I want you to claim your relevancy. Claim it right now. Don't wait. Don't wait till you get older, because that's time that's gone. And it's slipping, and it's going to continually click and tick and all this. So claim it. Claim your relevant years. That's just something that really stuck with me when I watched that video. And shout out to my sister for sending it to me. But yeah, I think it's so true, right? I mean, some things I think about relevant years is like, you know, I'm never going to be like having like childhood sleepovers anymore, right? Or playing on the playground with my friends, or, you know, going to high school or going to college, right? Or, you know, like those days are gone now, right? And something we don't think about is that's the moment. That's the moment. The moment right now is like, these days will be gone too one day. And you'll be looking back on this at some point. It's just how this works. But you have to remind yourself that, because, again, we can get numb. We can get that glazed over effect and forget about the important things. Okay. That's it. That's all I got to say today. So if you enjoyed this episode, I love you for that. I appreciate you for that. And if you could leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts, I would really appreciate that. And I know other people would appreciate it too, because that's what helps people find this podcast. So if you leave a review and say something nice, that would be amazing. I would love you very much for that. And of course, if this podcast really resonated with you, and if you're like, I'm done waiting, I'm ready to start, I'm ready to take action, then you can apply for coaching at buytobrian.com/coaching. And we will work together and you will claim your relevant years. I promise you that. With that being said, I love you. I hope the sun is shining wherever you are. I hope you have an amazing day. Don't forget to say rabbit, rabbit, rabbit on the first of every month so you can be blessed with good luck forever. Anyways, I love you and I'll see you in the next episode. Peace out, guys.